When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
We're not quite halfway through the month of December, but we're getting closer and closer to Christmas or Hanukkah. If you celebrate that instead, some families celebrate both if they happen to be blended families. I grew up with a few families and have a few friends where they do both sides. We are certainly getting ever closer. I cannot believe that Wednesday is December 6th. Wowzers. This time next week, I'll be in my final 2 hours of the radio show until after Christmas. So we're getting down to, the extended break, something I've never done before. That's actually going to be pretty tough for me because I've never been away from my radio show here at CBS Sports Radio for longer than a week at a time. So that's going to be different. I told Bob, by the time we get through Christmas, so post-wedding through Christmas, he's going to be begging me to go back to work because I usually don't talk about sports when I'm away from the show, but I may be going through NFL withdrawals by then. Not to mention we'll be getting closer to the national semifinals in college football, and I'll just need someone, anyone to talk about football with. Maybe I'll just grab my microphone at home and just record my own little show. Could you imagine? No, it won't be that bad. I really miss it. At the end of any break I take, but while I'm on a vacation, I actually don't think at all about work. I usually am in bed by 11 o'clock. So long before the show ever goes on the air. Different, though, is that producer Jay and I are going to be off the same schedule for, 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, about.
We're actually going to go from the time I leave on December 13th. So my last show, we'll wrap up on the morning of December 13th, and then Bob and I have a drive to Houston. Penny's coming too. Oh, I did check into some mild sedative options for Penny to make this upcoming road trip with us. I'm supposed to practice, by the way. I'm supposed to try. Yeah, I have to go pick up the sedative from the vet on Wednesday because she's older, right? So I didn't just want to go willy-nilly and find some type of Benadryl or whatever. I wanted to be sure that the vet approved it because she's 14 and I don't, she does not do well with anesthesia. So whenever she's come out of being under a couple times in her life, she's very disoriented. She doesn't like it. So I was really leery about a heavy sedative that would cause her to sleep because I just don't want her. She's also diabetic. I just don't want anything to interfere with her body chemistry or her diabetes, her insulin. And so I checked with the vet and they recommended a mild sedative that essentially doesn't stop the dog from thinking, right? So she's not asleep, right? She's not in a coma. She's still thinking and processing and looking and watching, but the thoughts of what to do, so get up, move around, be anxious, try to bolt out the door, those types of things, they never quite make it to action. So their thoughts maybe, so her mind is still very active, but her thoughts are not ever really translated into action because her body just can't really follow through. So her body is much more relaxed, but her mind may still be really active. So they said that that's the easiest on the dog, though. She said the next step up is a heavier sedative, but the issue with that one is it only works about half the time, weirdly enough, some dogs are completely impervious to it. It doesn't have any effect on them. And then the third step would be the heaviest, which is the Xanax, which would actually have her kind of be in a comatose, not quite unconscious,
conked out.
She'd be pretty conked out. And they would like to do that as the last option. They don't want to give that to a dog of her age if they don't have to. So we're going to try it. But they said, you want to give it to her, let it settle in her stomach for a couple hours or settle in her system for a couple hours, and then take her on a road trip. And I'm like, take her on a road trip? I don't have time to take her on a road trip. Well, just take her on a nice long drive. Like, I guess we could just go sit in traffic in, you know, around New York. We'd be out there for a long time. So I don't exactly know where I'll be taking her, but maybe I could do a run to the grocery store or something like that, where she's in the car for a little bit of a longer period of time. Yeah, again, I have no idea where I'm taking her exactly, but...
Do you need gas?
Well, I know, but I could get gas within a mile of my house,
true.
So...
I don't know. Maybe she'll be in the car for a little extended time.
Yeah, no, they want me to take like a long... She said like a nice long drive. Okay, well, I do have Friday off, so I suppose I could take a little road trip, but where would I go exactly? Just burning some rubber.
Yeah, just burning kind of some cruise, rubber. I suppose.
Yeah, we cruising like when I was 16. when I was 16, and I used to visit my grandparents in Northeast Ohio, the Youngstown area. Our next door neighbors, or my grandparents' next door neighbors, there was a friend of mine who was about a year older, and so she had a car, and not just that, but it was a convertible.
Mm.
So on Saturday nights in the summertime, my mom, I had to ask mom for permission, but when I was 15 and she was 16, we would go cruising.
Pop some tunes.
Near the mall.
Of course.
That was fun. Anyway, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Your chance to ask Amy anything. Not the last time. We will do one more hump show next week. That'll be very sentimental. My last ask Amy until I'm a married woman.
That's it. The last one.
Did I tell you that this little boy that I teach in my Sunday school class, his name is Jackson. He's a fifth grader. I've had him now for about 3 years, and I'm close to his parents, so I've been over to his house and stuff. In fact, one time I went over to visit his parents, and I ended up spending the entire time playing soccer and baseball with Jackson. So, you know, we're buds. And he wanted me to watch the game with him. He made me cookies one time.
BFFs.
Yeah, we're BFFs. Anyway, so he made a sweet card for me, and he drew me and Bob as well as the pastor on the front of the card, and there's a rainbow.
Very
and
nice.
I hope you have an awesome wedding. But inside the card, this is how he addressed me: Ms. soon to be Mrs. Amy.
That's incredible.
It was so sweet. I may actually post a photo of it on social, just because I could see him. So I was hanging out with his family and a group of friends last week on a weeknight, and he had come in from a basketball game, and I could see him over at the kitchen table working really hard. Didn't know what he was doing. I thought he was working on homework because he's in fifth grade, so sometimes they have homework.
Working that hard on that.
Yeah, and then I realized he was working the whole time on a card for me.
That's awesome. A fifth grader to miss, soon to be Miss, that's impressive.
I don't think his mom actually told him either, because
right.
I think he wrote the whole thing himself. He's very smart, which is one of the reasons why we get along so well. So, yeah, I don't know what it is about. Oh, my God. I'm dying. Before my wedding, I'm dying.
Give me some oxygen.
Don't make me laugh.
Excuse me.
Stop it. No, I'm crying. How did I all of a sudden turn into Jerry Jones? Was that me or Jerry? That's the question. I mean, my wedding flowers go astray. I'm starting to have a coughing fit right before my wedding. Do you think this is pre-wedding jitters?
No, the flowers jitters are normal, I think. But they're going to come today, so that's fine.
Are you sure? You're sure?
I know it. I know
it. You know, okay, you feel it?
Feel it. Right? And I feel it. I just know they're coming today. But no, pre-wedding jitters, I don't think so. I don't think you have that.
Well, I don't have jitters about marrying Bob or getting married. I have jitters about things going the way that we've planned, because people keep saying, oh, just be ready for it all to go horribly wrong.
The worst advice.
Be ready for something to go. Thank you, Jay. When you get married, I'm not going to say, oh, by the way, be ready for it all to blow up in your bleeping face on wedding day. People are just so mean.
That's really
Why would you say that to someone? Not to mention,
it's not even advice.
Yeah, exactly. It's not advice. It's
not
almost
helpful.
Like they want to rain on my parade. Exactly. And so that, along with me kind of venting a little bit, I don't know if you saw my tweet earlier on Tuesday afternoon. In fact, a bunch of my friends, this is kind of funny, friends that I don't even know are on Twitter, were sending me text messages. Oh, I saw your tweet. I'm sorry about the flowers. I'll be praying, you know, or how are you doing? Are you okay? You know, it's going to be all right. They're going to show up. My sister-in-law is like, they're going to show up. Anyway, people telling me, oh, it doesn't matter. Well, it may not matter to you, but it matters to me. And just don't ever say that. When you get married, Jay, and I give Bob all the credit in the world, he is also as concerned as I am. So he was helping me, talking me down off the ledge, but he's just as hopeful about the flowers arriving on Wednesday as you are, because he wants that to happen. Anyway, he did not say it doesn't matter. But yeah, don't ever tell your fiance, your bride-to-be, oh, it doesn't matter. Who cares if we had flowers?
I wouldn't recommend that.
No, I wouldn't.
No.
Because there really aren't very many elements that matter to me, because the theme of our wedding is simple and elegant. So it's not like a flower shop threw up in the chapel. It's very streamlined, actually. But the part that, and at some point I'll share a photo of these because they're absolutely gorgeous. I'd have to ask Bob's permission, and probably won't be till after the wedding. He built a set of barn doors. So three barn doors. He built them from nothing but boards. And he put the doors together, the frame. Then he painted them. Then he stained them. Then he finished them so they look like they're old weathered barn doors. Yeah, they're amazing.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, I am so impressed with his handiwork, and I'm so proud of the fact that we're going to be getting married in front of these doors that are up on our stage with us. And that was kind of the whole point, is that the doors are providing the backdrop for the flowers and the draping and that kind of thing. And so it really isn't like we're decorating to the hilt. It's just the flowers match the bouquets and the flowers. Yeah, so I kind of need these flowers. Thank you, Jen.
Right? I mean,
thank you.
No part of it doesn't matters more or less than...
Which is good training for you when you do get married. You've had to walk through the whole thing with me, and so you kind of know what matters and what not to say.
Everything matters. How's that?
Thank you,
Jen. That's what I've learned.
Well, I mean, for instance, I don't care that my nieces and my sister-in-law, who are my bridesmaids, don't have the same dress. Couldn't care less.
Right.
As long as your dress is the right color, I don't care what it looks like. I mean, pick a dress that's right for you. Same thing for my friends who are asking me, what color should I wear and what should I wear? What makes you happy? Wear what you love. Wear what you're going to be comfortable dancing in for a few hours. It's not the type of wedding where everything's printed up perfectly and it looks like something out of a magazine. It's just there's a few elements that are important to us, and flowers are one of them. So I'm with you. I'm trusting my God, but also trusting you, Jay. You spoke it into existence.
I'm trying.
We're speaking it. Thank you. When I call you screaming at the top of my lungs, you'll know.
I'll answer.
I can't be screaming this close to the wedding because I can't lose my voice.
You can you can talk lightly, but I'll understand your tone. Yeah.
Guess what?
I'll take that as the scream.
Okay. Also, I have to tell you how I decided to transport my vows to the front of the chapel. So there is no pocket in my dress, obviously. Mm. So I had to figure out, I didn't want a piece of paper either, because I didn't want it to be all flimsy and crackling and all that jazz. So my mom actually has a printer that prints on cardstock. So we're going to have, they might be purple. We're going to have some 4x6 cards where my vows will be printed so that I can hold them and not have to be rummaging around in the paper. Yeah, like turning the paper over, folding the paper. Plus, if it's on a piece of paper, I was worried that people might be able to see it. And I don't really want that in the photo either. So classy little printed cards. Maybe purple. Mom said, I'll check at school to see if there's purple cardstock.
That's nice.
Yeah. So anyway, these are questions that you don't need to ask as part of Ask Amy Anything. That's coming up in about 25 minutes now. Thank you so much for all your kind words. I've been inundated on my blog, my latest blog post, which actually you can see the flowers. Oh, there you go. So people wondering what kind of flowers in my latest blog post, and I can reshare the latest blog post. I actually give you photos of the bouquets. If you're looking for the link, it's on my Twitter blog post, but it's also on our Facebook page. I thought it'd be fun to offer a sneak peek of what the flowers look like. So there are a couple of the bouquets that are in the blog post. They're very special flowers. They're sweet. And many of you have been concerned with me and have offered your support. So thank you. Thank you for all the kind words. You seem really happy for me. 11 days. 11, Jay. Remember when it was never 11 months because we weren't engaged that long, but it seemed like 11 years going back, say, I don't know, to July or August. Remember?
Oh, yes.
And you said to me, it's going to fly by. Everyone kept saying that. I'm like, no, it's dragging. It's dragging because we're doing long distance. And now it's 11 days. 11 days.
Honestly, it feels like it was just yesterday we were saying, it's going to be, you know, just like you were just saying, it's going to take so long. I was like, no, it'll be right here. It feels like it was yesterday.
It's crazy because the long distance itself has made it feel as though it's the longest year in the history of time, of father time. But now that it's here, it's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Stop, I'm not ready.
Yeah, I could use a couple extra days if you don't mind. No, I would never say that to Bob. Sorry, Bob, just kidding. Okay, coming up, Micah Parsons tells you his choice for MVP. And actually, he gives you a list. And you won't believe which young quarterback he's a huge fan of. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. And then also our Facebook page. Thanks for joining us on The Hump Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Hungry for a taste of the most delicious audio of the night? You came to the right place.
Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop. Smoke is kind of your whole thing, but I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade your sleep with the softest, most luxurious sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love our sheets, and right now, you can feel the difference with our best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com, that's B-O-L-L and branch.com, to shop our best offers today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
It's time for Bite Me with Amy Lawrence. Here's Amy Lawrence.
Good news. I'm not actually dying. It was just a bit of a coughing fit. Don't ask me why. One of the hazards of the business. But I'm still here. Woo! It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. As you heard the voice god say, chomp chomp. Little bit of extra audio for your listening pleasure, but also so you can chew over it. Micah Parsons, boy, he is a guy that I really enjoy listening to, but he's also got some hot takes. So we're going to give you the information that I value and then one other rant of his where I think he is kind of out of his... He's out of his area of expertise. He's out from underneath the umbrella. Now, first, every week on The Edge with Micah Parsons, his podcast, he ranks his MVP candidates.
Five right now for me, I'm about to go with Lamar Jackson. Number four, I'm going to go with Tua. Actually, I'm not even going number four with Tua. I have to go with Tyreek. Number three for me will be Brock Purdy. Number two, Jalen Hurts. And number one will be Dak Prescott. And I did this because I know it's a QB-based award. So that's why Tyreek didn't make my top three. But Tyreek is easily in the top three, if not number one. If he breaks his record, he has to be MVP. He's taking screens for 60 and 70 yards. He is going absolutely berserk. Dak, he is the best quarterback in the NFL right now. It's a QB-based award. He will be MVP most likely, and Tyreek will end up being Offensive Player of the Year.
So how about that? Dak Prescott, not a surprise, but I would agree with him that Dak is playing otherworldly right now, and because of all the different QB injuries, his numbers are even more inflated and even more impressive. And he's battled his own injuries, obviously, but to see what he's doing with the ball in his hands ever since that game against the San Francisco 49ers, in which we got the laugh now, cry later from Micah Parsons.
Laugh now, cry later.
Yeah, Dak is over 3,200 yards passing already. He's got 26 touchdowns versus just six interceptions. And I swear three of them came in that game against the Niners, right? Isn't that the game in which he played really poorly? He had one game with three picks, but otherwise, he is locked in since then. And the Cowboys, I believe, have served notice that they're not just a house of cards. They are a legitimate contender. Yes, Dak does lead the NFL through week 13 with those 26 touchdown passes. Josh Allen and Tua Tagovailoa are right behind him at 24. Then he mentions Tyreek Hill, and unless Ty breaks the record, now the record being no receiver has ever... has ever caught 2,000 yards in a single season, then he's thinking that should make him an MVP, but otherwise Offensive Player of the Year. But Micah also, as he raves about the cheetah, Tyreek Hill, he is hoping that he has an off game coming up.
Look at this crazy stat, right? Tyreek has more receiving yards than every Cardinals receiver, every Patriots receiver, every Giants receiver, Jets wide receiver, and Falcons wide receiver. That is an insane stat. That's an insane stat. Like, I don't even think people are realizing how crazy of a stat that is that one man is accomplishing. Tyreek, keep doing what you're doing. Just don't do that on Christmas Day. I'm going to see you then, Cheetah. You know you my dog. For real. I'm going to see you on Christmas Day. Just don't do that stuff against me. I'm not trying to be chasing you all up down the field. And that's a fact.
I'm not trying to be chasing you all up and down the field. Yeah, I wouldn't even bother, actually. You're going to have to stop him before he gets the ball or be ready to tackle him as soon as he gets the ball. That's a crazy stat, though, isn't it? At Tyreek Hill, as he gets closer and closer, he's on pace right now to have over 2,000 yards receiving this season. As he gets closer, there'll be a major watch. Through 12 games, 1,481 yards. 1,481 yards. And then you think about the teams he mentions, the Patriots, the Jets, the Cardinals, I can't remember all of them, that they have so little production from their receivers. And a lot of it does have to do with the quarterbacks, but not all. I mean, some of it has to do with the receivers. So, yeah, Tyreek is a one-man wrecking crew. But here's my question. Who would be the MVP, him or Tua? I mean, Tyreek definitely has a ton of yards after the catch. In fact, here's a stat that I think is really interesting. Of his 1,481 yards, 604 of those yards are after the catch. So that's where the speed comes in, right? So without the yak, the yards after catch, he's about 800 yards through the air. But it's what he does with the ball after he gets it that makes him so valuable. And the fact that he can snake through traffic and you could see him, but you can really barely lay a finger on him. Yeah, really impressive stuff. I like that. Yak Such a good stat. Don't. But see, the thing is, you can't just say the word yak like that. It can't be just like yak. It has to be yak. Right, Jay? Try it.
Yak.
Yes.
Yak.
No,
not the same.
No. You got to yak.
Nice yak on that play.
He yacked all over himself on that play.
That means something different.
It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio, The Edge with Micah Parsons. Okay, so I like this because we had just talked about the Packers on our last show with Andy Herman, who joined us from Green Bay. Packers are now 6-6, and they're talking playoffs in Wisconsin. Well, Micah Parsons, this is his version of I told you so.
Y'all said the first two games, he was 6 TDs, 0 interceptions. Last four games, he was 4 TDs, 7 interceptions. A lot of people say we should move on from Jordan Love. We shouldn't do this. We shouldn't do that, right? And this is where I always try to get on you guys about it, and I say this is completely wrong. We should not be doing this to young quarterbacks who are still progressing in the league. We're doing that with Bryce Young. We're doing that with Jordan Love. And we do it, and that's our common thing. We're like, oh, they're not playing well. We do it with Zach Wilson. They're not playing well. Let's get rid of them. We got to find a new guy. In reality, you need to stick with these guys. You need to build confidence in them. It does not come easy, right? It does not come easy.
The Edge with Micah Parsons. See, I like it because he, as a defensive player, he can see what these guys are doing, right? And as a veteran defensive player, the more quarterbacks you see, the more you can recognize whether or not they actually are reading what's happening on your side of the line, whether or not they can tell, whether or not they're susceptible for interceptions, or if they leave themselves exposed, they don't get rid of the ball quick enough. You're seeing all of this firsthand at field level. For him to say, you got to give Jordan Love time to develop. Right, you've got to give Bryce Young time to develop. It's way too early. I think speaks to the fact that all these guys recognize there is a transition. The speed of the game is what I hear over and over about the major difference and why you have to get acclimated. And then think about it. The quarterback is the only guy on the field that has the ball in his hands as much as he does. And he's the target for all of these defensive players, right? So it's, I wouldn't say it's 1 versus 11. Yeah, there's an offensive line. You've got guys who can chip and guys who can block. But the entire goal of a defense is to get the quarterback and get the ball, right? Well, at least pass rushers like Micah Parsons. So I think that's quite an endorsement. The fact that he is a fan of Jordan Love's, and look, now you're seeing what he is capable of. If you missed that conversation with Andy, I did post it on our Facebook page, but I had I don't know what happened to me, a mind blank or something, and I forgot to post it on Twitter, but I will. So check it out either place, and also send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. All right, one more, and this is Micah using his podcast to join the chorus. This is the most popular hot take this week about the college football playoff and Florida State not being included in the Final Four.
Do you believe FSU was snubbed? I do truly believe they were snubbed. I understand this was one of the hardest things to do, but you cannot do that to a group of men who are trying to build the sport. This was absolutely wrong. This should have not been done. This is a mockery of the sport. And this is why people are starting not to take college football as seriously because of things like this. I feel bad for FSU. This shouldn't have been done to them. They beat top matchups. Even without Travis, they are winning. The people who chose the top four, what they did this year makes no sense. No sense.
All right, that's full of hot takes. That 30 seconds, it may not even be 30 seconds, may have had 30 hot takes in it. Not to mention these sound effects. How do we take Micah Parsons seriously in one of his rants when there's all these like Nickelodeon sound effects in the background? Can we hear it again just for fun? Even like part of it with the sound effects?
This was absolutely wrong. This should have not been done. This is a mockery of the sport. And this is why people are starting not to take college football as seriously because of things like this. I feel bad for FSU. This shouldn't have been done to them. They beat top matchups. Even without Travis, they are winning.
Okay, first of all, the swooshes, it sounds like someone is swinging a driver near his head and just completely whiffing, right? That's what it sounds like. Someone has got a driver, like he's sitting next to a driving range, and someone is swinging the golf club as hard as he or she can and completely whiffing, making no contact.
No sense. No sense. No sense.
that's what it is.
Someone's swinging a driver right behind his head. And then the pop, that's like pop a top.
Just so bad for FSU. This shouldn't have been done to them. They beat top matchups. Even with...
It's either a ball. So, you know, the lottery balls, they pop up into the little tube. It's either that or I'm not the kind of person that can pop my cheek. Can you do that?
No, yeah.
Well,
a little bit.
I mean, that's it right there. That's the sound. It's just got a little bit of a higher tone to it.
To them. They beat top matchups, even with.
It's close.
Or you know what else? When you were a kid, did you ever play Boggle?
I know that, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, it had some, like, balls in underneath it, but you pop that pop down, right? That little dome.
With the peg,
you pop
right?
it down, right, yeah. And it pops back up. That's kind of fun. Can we change the entire focus of the show where all we do is rhyming? He went through the sticks with his kicks to make the Bengals in the mix at 6-6, right? Like, if you missed all of that, well, I'm so sorry. Many of you were really getting into it. Then he has his pick of the chicks and many Twix. So we had fun with that in our last hour of our previous show. But if we're not rhyming like Dr. Seuss, maybe we can just make sound effects. Whoosh. Oh, that's cheating.
Can you do that?
Can I do... No, I can't. <That's close. laughs> Ow! I can do this one. That's it. Wait. Hold on.
That's good.
Did you know what that was? That was a ow. That was a face palm. I'm gonna have a red mark. I can't have any red marks before the wedding, Jay.
Yeah, stop doing that.
Go do that sound effect again. Go ahead.
Ow! Take a second. Hold
ow!
On.
Ow! I can't do. How do you do that? Are you playing something on the computer at the same time?
No, that's me.
You? No way. Oh, my gosh.
See, I can't do it all the time.
Wow, why are we such children?
You used to like do that in high school in the back of the class, and people would be like, who is that?
Great. Well, let's not do that on the show because no. All right. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, Facebook page 2, last second questions for Ask Amy Anything. It's the penultimate Ask Amy of the month of December and the year 2023. And if you haven't seen the video version, it's brand new. It's
cat lovers, listen up. Meet Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Our cats don't really have 9 lives, but a lot can happen in the one they do. Felix's whisker to tail protection covers accidents, illness, emergency care, exam fees, and so much more. Visit felixcatinsurance.com to learn more about their customizable coverage for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it, meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Up on our YouTube channel.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
We've only got 2 of these left before 2024. How about that? I suppose theoretically, except that Jay and I won't be working together, we could do one on the last show that I'm hosting before New Year's Eve. So that'll be December 27th. The problem is, I don't know who's going to be in the chair and I'll be in Houston, and the producer filling in for Jay will be here. So that makes me less than confident that we aren't going to have a complete and total blow-up show. Yeah, I'm really nervous. I actually got in touch with the manager, asked him, who? So he had put on the schedule the dude who stood us up the last two times. So I said right away, negative Ghost Rider. Yeah, we can't trust him. He stood us up with hours to go before the show started the last two times.
The worst.
Yeah, the worst. It's time for your questions to get answered. If you have wedding questions, Christmas questions, well, we actually tackled a big chunk of your best questions on our latest video. So look for it on YouTube, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I haven't put the link up on social yet, but I will. But it's easy. Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle at Christmas. It's a combo.
So we'll do more Christmas, and there are, of course, okay, there are great Christmas questions in the video, which you got to go check out.
Yes.
But we'll do a little bit of Christmas here, as we'll do more next week. But we're going to do a little teaser here. So Gregory asks, have you finished your Christmas shopping yet?
I haven't started my Christmas shopping yet. So part of my Christmas gift giving this year is wrapped up in the wedding. So, for instance, my bridesmaids, I'm paying for them to get their hair and their makeup done. And mom, too, actually. But a lot of what Bob and I are doing as Christmas gifts is experiences. And so we're not necessarily having to wrap something, because with a move and two cross-country drives and a wedding and everything that's involved with all the people who are traveling, la, la, la. Yeah, I don't think we're going to be wrapping a bunch of boxes, but we do have some fun surprises for our families that are more about experiences.
Well, you brought it up. So before I get back to Christmas, Therese asked, while driving cross-country, will you be listening to music or audiobooks, or what's the entertainment look
well,
like?
Well, so here's what we have to do on our drive. One of the things we have to do, we have to put together the seating chart. And since we're going to be stuck in a vehicle Sorry, babe. Since we're going to be in a vehicle together for 24 hours, that's when we'll be doing the seating chart for our wedding reception. We also are going to... Oh, we're going to actually go through and write down all of our Christmas experiences so we know what we're giving everyone. But there's something else we're supposed to be doing. Shoot, I knew. This is why I write everything down. There's one other thing that we have to do while we're driving. But no, we'll end up talking most of the time. I think we do have a few podcasts that we're going to listen to together in advance. And he loves Christmas, so probably some Christmas music. The hope is that with the other person driving, one will be sleeping, but I don't sleep well when I'm on the move, so I don't think that's going to be me. So yeah, we'll definitely have to keep ourselves entertained, but I'm sure a mix of podcasts and Christmas, seating chart, and some other final wedding details before we actually arrive in Houston.
Should fly by. Hopefully.
You think 24 hours behind the wheel with Penny?
Let's see. So let's go back to Christmas here. You got to bear with me for a minute on this one. It's a little long, but it's interesting.
Oh, okay.
So this comes from Patrick, and he wants to know, what events in the World Santa Claus Championship do you think you would do the best in? And he lists a couple of events here. So he says, chimney climbing, snowball throwing, gingerbread decorating, snowshoe obstacle course, sleigh races, or gift wrapping contest.
Well, absolutely the snowball throwing, because I have an arm. It's a cannon for an arm. Jay's seen it.
It is.
So I do have an arm. So definitely snowball throwing. Plus, I grew up in New Hampshire, so I did a lot of that. I would also say the snowshoeing, just because I love the mechanism. It's so completely awkward, and it makes for the best falls. Oh, my gosh, snowshoeing is fun. But once you get the hang of it, it's cool. And gift wrapping, because I'm a champ at the gift wrapping. The thing is, if it's a race, I don't know if I would... I'm meticulous about it, and I make really nice packages, but I don't know that I do it faster than anyone else.
It said gift wrapping contest, so okay. I'm going to say that's just
all right.
Who can wrap
I even
best,
know how to time. Squiggle the ribbons. Do you know how to make the ribbons curly?
With the scissor?
With the squiggles.
I actually can't do it, but I know I've watched my mom do it. But every time I try to, it just doesn't work. I don't know.
Can I throw a Christmas question out here really quickly that'll be fun?
Of course.
Just saw this pop up on Twitter from our crazy granny, TJ. What's our favorite Christmas morning meal? Oh, well, we eat cookies on Christmas morning.
Nice.
Yeah, we eat Christmas cookies. That's what we eat. And then later we'll do like a big egg omelet thing. But while we're unwrapping gifts, it's cookies.
Like Santa.
Uh-huh. Perfect.
Last one with Christmas. Connie wants to know, do you mail Christmas cards?
I do periodically. So last year I did mail a bunch of Christmas cards. The year before I mailed a few. this year, again, none. The cards that we're mailing out right now are, well, first of all, we sent the invites going back, way back, but thank you cards is what I'm mailing right now. So, no, of all the things that I'm juggling at this point to get ready for the wedding and the move and purging my house, I know when I'm overextended, and I'm overextended. Christmas is on the back burner, and I feel badly about it, but I hope people understand.
Well, you just led me into this next one where Karen asks, how many lists are you managing right now?
Oh, you should see my wedding book. I could publish my wedding book as a how-to manual on planning a wedding in 6 months. Now, it doesn't account for when your flowers get lost somewhere in transit in the Lone Star State. It's a large state, a very large state. But yeah, I've got so many lists and I'm very organized. I've gone by month. I've gone by week. I've gone by category. I've got a list for everything and a giant planner book that, get this, has purple flowers on the front. My mom gave it to me last year as a Christmas gift, and it's amazing. How did she know? How did she know? Purple flowers on the front, and that's perfect for our wedding. So, yes, I do have so many lists. I'll say at this point, probably 50 different lists going back to July, which is when we picked our venue. 50 of them, easily.
50.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's get into some food here. This one is so simple, but I don't know why. I love this question.
Well, I'm sorry, what? Did exactly. Someone say food? Oh, okay.
Mike wants to know.
Okay.
Do you buy pre-cut pepperonis or stick pepperoni?
Oh, I could use some pepperoni right now. Well, when I was a kid, my grandmother bought the stick pepperoni. And that's how my brother and I grew up eating it, is that she would cut the slices for us and put it on a slab of bread with butter. Oh, that was our favorite snack. Oh, my gosh. It was so good. So I grew up loving pepperoni. I don't actually like it on pizza because it gets very greasy. So I don't like crispy cooked pepperoni.
Oily. Yeah,
I'm not a big fan. Now I buy it pre-cut just because I use it with crackers and with cheese. In fact, I have some in my fridge at home, but I prefer the stick. So now and then mom will give me a stick of pepperoni for Christmas, and it's like the greatest Christmas gift of all time.
Have you ever bitten right into it?
No. I don't want to lose a tooth in my stick of pepperoni.
Another food here. Michael asks, do you have any... Oh, excuse me, that was not Michael. This comes from David, who wants to know, what's your favorite way to cook or eat eggs?
Oh, gosh. Well, I routinely make omelets. Love, love, love omelets. So I'll wrap them up in a tortilla. I'll put tahine. It's my new favorite seasoning. Tahine or salsa, put cheese in the middle. But I also will do an omelet with a bunch of veggies. I don't mind the dunking. So the sunny side up where you dunk the bread into the yolk. I really enjoy that as well. But I don't eat as much bread these days. By the way, Jay, I'm a week and a half into no desserts. And it's got to be the toughest thing I've ever done. It's right up there with running a half marathon in a hurricane.
I could imagine.
Yeah.
You declined my Snickers yesterday.
Yeah, and
so that was
Bob's
good.
A big fat jerk because he's like, oh, I actually had my first craving for dessert today. Like, oh my gosh.
First time.
Yeah, first time. Every 5 minutes I have a craving for dessert. But here's the crazy part. Here's my test of my amazing willpower. Do you think that I'll be able to do this? I am baking cookies. Friday is my cookie baking day for Christmas. And for the wedding, do you think I'll be able... He doesn't believe me that I'm going to be able to go all the way through that without eating a cookie.
Gosh, it's going to be hard. I think you can do it.
I can't even lick the batter off of the
no, you got to lick the batter.
Mixer.
Lick the spoon.
But I can't. That's dessert.
That's not cheating. That's just a little... Come on.
Jay, you are no good for me.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
I know you wouldn't. My gosh.
Michael wants to know, do you have any favorite comedians, old or current?
Oh, that's a good question. Not really. It's not necessarily my genre. I do think that Chris Rock is really funny. And so I enjoy Chris Rock. I mean, these are not necessarily comedians. Steve Martin was really funny too. I really enjoyed Steve Martin. Not necessarily comedians. But I'm trying to think of who. I mean, gosh. Will Ferrell's hysterically funny. So, yeah, not really comedians, but those are...
funny guys.
Yeah, those, I wouldn't mind listening. I really like... it's not... What's his name? Tim the Toolman Thomas? Or Tim the Toolman?
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen. He's really funny, too. So those are just people I think are funny. I'm not really a comedian person.
Rich wants to know, if you could host any game show, which one would it be?
Family Feud.
Really.
I'm a huge... Actually, I want to participate in Family Feud.
Oh, I love
Family Feud. It is the best game show.
Gene wants to know, who are some of your favorite authors?
Oh, gosh. Well, Francine Matthews is one of them. Agatha Christie is another one. Let's see. Timothy Zahn, he's the great science fiction writer and has written a ton of incredible Star Wars material. So that's another one. Yeah, those would probably be my top ones right now.
All right, this one's before rapid fire. Kevin says, my six-year-old just started to learn.
Oh, Ann Perry. Sorry, Ann Perry Mysteries. My fault. Go.
Kevin says, my six-year-old just started to learn about Star Wars and wants to watch them. Do I start with episode 4 or from episode 1? He only knows Darth Vader and the droids.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you have to start with episode 4 just because you need to march him through the progression of this is how I learned about Star Wars. And you can experience it again like you did when you were younger.
All right, let's end with rapid fire. Rake or shovel?
Shovel.
Cook or be cooked for?
Oh, cook.
Group project or solo work?
I do not like group projects. Solo work. I end up doing all the work.
I think you answered this before, but speed or accuracy?
Accuracy.
Pandas or koalas?
Oh, gosh. Polar bears.
All right. A 9-hour flight or a 12-hour train ride?
Ah! Ugh! 9-hour flight.
Mariah Carey or Michael Bublé?
Michael Bublé.
Ooh.
It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Let's face it. Most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first 3 orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop. Smoke is kind of your whole thing, but I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade to the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Their signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love their sheets. And right now, you can feel the difference with their best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com to shop their biggest sales with free shipping and extended returns. Exclusions apply. See site for details.